Hello, everyone, and welcome to another story time with Miss T and Mini Me's. Today, we'll be reading A Doll for Me, written by Andrea Cook and illustrated by M. Fernando Orzoco. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Well, let's get into it.
Yay!
Molly peeks over her mama's shoulder. Hurry, Mama. What does it say? I will read it to you, says Mama. To my Molly Morningstar, it's my birthday. I'm having a tea party. I hope you can come. My mom's baking a cake and you can have some. Bring your favorite doll for a really great time as a super special guest of mine. Love, Emma.
Wow, it's your birthday.
Yippee! I love going to Emma's house, Molly shouts Molly. She has lots of toys. Molly runs to her room. Come on, Boomer. Help me choose my best doll. Ooh, her doggy's name is Boomer.
Yeah.
Molly looks around for a special doll to take to the party. She looks on her shelf. She looks in her toy box. She even looks under her bed. Boomer helps by nudging a doll with his nose. How about this one? He seems to say. Boomer's trying to help her.
Whoa.
Let's see. You sure have made a mess, Mama says. Which doll have you chosen? I don't want to take any of these dolls to the party, moans Molly. Molly looks at herself in the mirror. Emma has lots of pretty dolls, and they all look like her. I wish I had a doll that looked like me. Molly and her mom go shopping for a new doll. The nice lady in the store says, is this our number one best doll? Molly looks at the doll. She looks at a long row of dolls on the shelf. She shakes her head. Does any of these dolls look like Molly?
Yes.
No, none of the dolls look like Molly.
No.
She even says, no, these dolls all look the same. And none of them look like Molly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Molly and her mama look online. Nope, nothing here, says Mama. Just take what you have. It's just a doll. It's not a big deal. Molly feels sad.
She feels sad.
Yeah, she feels sad.
Like
at breakfast, Molly only eats half of her pancakes. She doesn't touch her chocolate milk. Her papa asks, what's wrong, Molly Morningstar? I can't find the right doll to take to the party. My dolls look like Emma, not me. Papa says, don't worry, kiddo. Maybe one day we will find a doll that looks like you. I know what I'll do, shouts Molly. I'll make my own doll. But you don't know how to make a doll, says Mama. You'll see, Molly answers quietly. While Mama takes a nap, Molly is eager to get started. Let's see, Molly says to Boomer. Where shall we begin? I know, Mama's junk drawer. Molly pulls the handle. The drawer is stuck, she says. Boomer tugs and tugs, and then... 1, 2, 3, yank! The drawer pops open and everything tumbles out. Look, it's your favorite sock, said Molly. Boomer wags his tail. And Mama's earrings and candy. Boomer helps Mommy hold the treasures to the playroom. He watches as Molly bends and cuts and glues and stuffs and paints.
Ooh, they got the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sister.
Huh, said Molly looking in the mirror. Now she needs hair. Boomer yelps. Then leaps out of the room. Molly runs after him. Perfect. Mama's knitting yarn. Perfect. Molly and Boomer carry away heaping piles of yarn. Thump. A big spool of shimmery brown yarn topples to the floor. Molly, what a mess, says Mama. Sorry, Mama, but look at my doll. She looks just like me. While Molly cleans up the mess, she holds her new doll in her arms and softly sings. We're going to a party. How exciting this will be. We are
Yay.
Perfect twins.
Yay.
I'm sure that you can see. We will go together to have a joyous day, feeling oh so grateful as we loved and laugh and play. Oh, thank you, thank you. After dinner, Molly puts the final touches on her doll. Ta-da! This doll is lucky to have you, kiddo, says Papa. The day of the party, Molly eats all her pancakes. She finishes her chocolate milk. She tidies her room without being told.
Wow, pancakes.
Boomer skips along with Molly on the way to Emma's house. Happy birthday, Emma, Molly says cheerfully. Let's have some tea, says Emma. Your doll looks just like you, Emma says. Molly is so proud. I made her. Ruff, ruff, adds Boomer. Molly laughs. That means he helped too. Everyone loves Molly's new doll. I love her hair, says Farah. You match, says Sam. Can I hold her, asks Way. Look at mine, says Teddy. The friends take turns pouring tea. They munch the cookies and gobble the cake. They sing happy birthday. They squeal when Emma opens her gifts and get another new doll.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Emma. That was very nice singing. Molly wishes she could stay longer, but the party is over. My friends love my doll, she tells Mama. Your doll is perfect, Molly Morningstar. She's one of a kind, just like you. Wow. Do you guys want to go make some dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I think we should go make some dolls. That was a really cool story.
I
want to make some dolls. Yeah. Well, let's go get ready and make some dolls. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, until next time. Bye.
Bye.
And you guys, if you're making dolls too, make sure that you send us some pictures.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.